Hell's heart, I stab at thee. For hate's sake, I spit my last breath at thee.
A war between China and the United States will soon escalate out of control, and that will be Armageddon, Armageddon, and Armageddon.
Well, the timing on Trump's rally Saturday was a perfect location, timing everything, sending shockwaves across the social media world and more. Every turn the enemy makes towards taking down Trump or taking us down and discouraging growth, well, it's not working. We're not dying, we're growing. The wake up across our country is strong. We're going to find out a lot that's going on today that went over the weekend and into this week. Stand by, here we go. So folks, just wanted to remind you again, August 11th through the 18th, just about 3 months away, we're going to be getting on a boat together. We're going to have a blast. They call it At Sea with LT. You're going to be on an amazing ship. We're going to all meet each other. We're going to have Q&A time. We're going to have great music from the Isaacs, some comedy. You're going to meet my family. You're going to meet a lot of folks that are associated with us and more. It's going to be an amazing week. We're going to see the Glacier Bay, snow-speckled mountains and stunning glaciers like the 21-mile-long Marjorie Glacier, and you're going to see Victoria, British Columbia, the charming port, blends city life and nature. What else are we going to get? Oh, Ketchikan. The beautiful city boasts sport fishing, fresh seafood, and rich native Alaskan culture. And you're going to go over to the Puget Sound. I mean, folks, miles of rocky shores, home to hundreds of fish species, birds, and mammals. And we're going to tour the historic town's breathtaking scenery. It is going to be absolutely amazing as we go through the Stevens Passage and more. I mean, not only are we going to be an amazing boat, not only are we going to be a part of great entertainment, we're going to be singing and we're going to be reading the Word of God together too. I mean, folks, you just can't have it any better than that week. I hope you join us. So the first thing I want to throw at you is this one, wonderful, here.
All across America, millions of people in so-called blue states are joining our movement based on love, intelligence, and a thing called common sense. And no one has more common sense than the tough, strong, incredible, brilliant people of New Jersey. I love New Jersey. I love New Jersey. I'm here all the time. Whether you're a Republican, conservative, independent, or even a registered Democrat, I'm asking for your help in saving America. Our country's in trouble.
How about that, huh? We are seeing millions of people joining our movement. The reminder that once again, all of those that weren't on board 7 years ago to 8 years ago, all of those that weren't on board 4 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, well, I tell you what's going on now, the wake-up call. President Trump, with you at my side, he put this out. We will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, the Marxists, and the fascists. We'll throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We'll rout the fake news media. We will drain the swamp. We will liberate our country from those tyrants and villains once and for all. And I want to add to this, as he puts these words out for all of us to remember. Again, we do not place President Trump up above God. He doesn't know the future. He's human. We don't know the future other than what the Word of God tells us about the end, because in the end, God wins. But in the meantime, God has used many times throughout history. Wouldn't you guys love to have been there when we watch Moses and those plagues hit all of Egypt, and then we get to march out and we head out to the Red Sea, and then we're frightened because all of a sudden, here they come. They're going to, the Egyptians, the soldiers are coming to kill us, and we watch the sea part and we walk through it. Wouldn't that have been amazing to be a part of that? Or maybe watching David throw that rock and hit Goliath in the head, and phew, all the Philistines take off running because the enemy thought that they had the upper hand. Wouldn't that be amazing? Well, I feel like we're kind of in that now. We're in a time and point in history where we're watching God actually bring the real revival. He's waking us up to the corruption of all the churches that are out there. He's waking us up to the corruption of all these folks that claim they're prophets and know the future, yet they keep making mistakes over and over again. They're waking us up to all of the people who lie to us in politics. They're waking us up to all of those who have constantly been trying to get people to wake up and understand what's been going on, not only in our country, but around this entire earth. Their hands have been tied. Voices have been squashed. Not anymore. All of a sudden, there's this just burst of knowledge, of information that's been floating around, and folks are starting to realize, hey, I can make a difference when we join together in our voices and we cry out and we watch. We're watching folks literally come to Christ, get their Bibles back open again, and they're going, man, I need to find out what God's doing through all this. This is spiritual warfare. President Trump continues, like those patriots before us, we will not bend, we will not break, we will not yield, we'll never give in, never give up, we'll never, ever back down. With your support, we'll go on to victory, the likes of which no one has ever seen, and we will evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House, November 5th, 2024. The great silent majority is rising like never before. Under our leadership, the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no more. No more. With your support, you'll be forgotten no more. Listen to this crowd. That is amazing. Look at this shot here, folks, if you're looking at your screen, of how many folks showed up. They said 80,000 plus. That is just tremendous. Sea to shining sea. From one side of that sea to the other. And we've been there. When I was stationed in New Jersey for 3 years, we'd go down to this area, Woodland, and just hang out, enjoy the folks, enjoy the scenery and more. The folks waited for days, so they can see this amazing president stand in front of them and give a speech. And then we have a picture from above. Fletch 17 showed us this. What a view, right? See that view? Who took this? Check the stage. What do you see? What did we hear about last week? What does this look like to you guys? Looks like a B-2 bomber. Who were we talking about last week? We were talking about B-2. The B-2 bomber. And everyone knew when they saw that picture, they're like, ah, we get it, huh? So all of this time, we've been wondering why they continue to give us comms in so many ways. So tell me in the description box below if you know who B2 is. I'm not going to tell you. I want you to figure it out, see if we can have some reaction to that. That'll be really cool. From the very first day that we take back the White House, from Crooked Joe Biden, check this out.
From the very first day that we take back the White House from Crooked Joe Biden, I believe we're going to have the four greatest years in the history of our country. Before I even arrive in the Oval Office, shortly after we win the presidency, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I know them both very well. We will build a great iron dome over our country, a dome like nobody has ever seen before, better than the one in Israel, which works pretty well, thanks to us also. A state-of-the-art missile defense shield that will entirely be built in America and create jobs, jobs, jobs. Much of it's going to actually be built in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. So I'll go back to this one. I'll just, I won't have you guys waiting if you're scratching your head. Of course, that's Bill Barr, B2. Just want to make sure you guys remember that they had a plan. So did we. Jeff Sessions appointed Huber, and President of the United States selected Attorney General Bill Barr. Remember, he's the one that just endorsed President Trump. Barr appoints Durham, another special prosecutor, to look into the additional cases. Now, let me bring this over since everyone enjoys this one so much as a reminder of one of the great takedowns in history.
And I'll tell you what, I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak. The people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been, their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done, and it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Secretary Clinton.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. These folks that think that they're God Almighty on earth, the Clintons, and all their friends, the Bushes, the Obamas, and more, they've committed treason. If anybody knows what the punishment for treason is, let me know, because these folks are in huge trouble. The Democratic Party is looking at the crowd size at Trump's New Jersey rally. They're having a complete breakdown. There's a certain point at which cheating won't work, and we are rapidly approaching that point. Mike Davis, this presidential election is our last hope of saving America. The Supreme Court's on the line. Our national sovereignty is on the line. Our God-given rights to speak, associate, worship, and protect ourselves are on the line. Everything's on the line. And Trump is in their way. Greg Jarrett said this case against President Trump is a partisan witch hunt, a trial in search of an imaginary crime. It can't be found because it doesn't exist. It's not a criminal offense to conceal a legal act. You can't unlawfully influence an election after the election. The prosecution's legal theory makes no sense. The case against Trump has been on life support since the moment the DA Alvin Bragg engineered the indictment. A fair and competent judge would have long ago ordered the DA to pull the plug on his brain dead case. John, you said based on everything seen so far, the prosecution has not proven a single element of crime. President Trump said large-scale mounting evidence that all of the unprecedented number of lawsuits brought against me, the witch hunt, are conceived of and coordinated by the White House and the DOJ. Such a disgrace. All done to illegally help crooked Joe Biden fight his political opponent. Me. MAGA 2024. As a matter of fact, we had something here from Real Robert. And here we go, 3, 2, 1. As it turns out, the Russian collusion was planted by the FBI. The J6 pipe bombs were planted by the FBI. The documents in Mar-a-Lago raid, They were planted by the FBI. They were caught. The official proceedings on J6 that was disrupted by the FBI was planted by the FBI. And the ABC production was planted by the J6 committee to cover up for the FBI. Remember this one?
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
The Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol will be in order. Without objection.
We wanted to make sure that this was a presentation that would grab the audience and hold on to them. Chairman Thompson loved to say, it's got to pop.
Thompson's committee had gathered a trove of information. The challenge, what to do with it.
The one thing that we knew was the information that we have is compelling. The thing we needed to do was tell that to the American people in a compelling way. So that's why we brought in a former president of ABC News.
Yeah, I got a call pretty much out of the blue from the January 6th committee. They wanted a storyteller.
Oh, let's see what else they do on the Mar-a-Lago side.
Lead prosecutor in this case, Jay Bratt, who met with White House counsel and a representative of the National Archives in several times in the weeks before Jack Smith was even appointed. This reeks of crossfire hurricane when the Obama-Biden administration fabricated evidence before the FISA court, lied to the court about it to pursue Donald Trump, and now we're seeing it again in this classified documents case. The judge could dismiss this case at any point in time, Maria. I think the only reason that she hasn't is she wants to document this publicly.
So why?
Here we go.
Why would they try so hard to lie at J6? Why would they try so hard to plant evidence, fake evidence, and lie about Mar-a-Lago? Why the J6 pipe bombs? Why the fake dossier, Russia collusion, that President Trump somehow won because of that? Why have they gone to great lengths, knowing that if they get caught, they're taken away to Gitmo. They're given a quick trial and they're gone. Why take such risks? Oh, I think I just gave the answer. Because they'll be taken away, quick trial, and they'll be sentenced for treason. That's why all this is happening. That's why we have to be reminded over and over again. Whew, I think I need a cup of coffee.
My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that you're morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing roasting specialty grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said it's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. They really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company. Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today.
I think the most egregious case of all of misconduct is Jack Smith's classified documents case in Florida. We've now learned from unredacted documents that Smith tampered with evidence and was forced to admit it to the judge. Yes, Your Honor, documents were altered. We manipulated those records. And no, we destroyed exculpatory evidence that would have helped Donald Trump. He also admitted in a footnote, gee, I misled you and I deceived you, Your Honor. Separately, the FBI planted some of the evidence at the scene.
Wow.
Classified cover sheets, and then they staged photographs of it. That's not all. Turns out Joe Biden's White House engineered the charges against Trump, instructing the National Archives to file a criminal referral to Biden's Justice Department. And all the while, Biden and his lackeys were trying to cover up his own classified document scandal. So, I mean, I think that is the worst abuse of justice.
This is all so extraordinary. Gentlemen, we'll continue.
Amazing that they would even talk about this. all these problems playing out before I get into Biden's voting problem. Vigilant Fox showed us the media blackout. 10 news stories they chose not to tell you, like these. Number 10, the United Kingdom refuses to sign the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty. Huh. Number 9, Joe Biden crumbles as the Communist News Network host unexpectedly fact-checks him to his face. Number 8, Boeing story takes shocking turn as 10 new whistleblowers come forward after two die. Uh-huh. Scarf Lady Deborah Birx says thousands of Americans could be injured by the COVID vaccines. You don't say, Miss Dr. Birx. Number 6, Putin orders military to hold nuclear weapon drills. Number 5, pro-vaxxer gets schooled after challenging Robert Kennedy Jr. on the COVID vaccines. Number 4, YouTubers catch a Hollywood producer trying to date a 15-year-old girl. Former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo makes a shocking U-turn on ivermectin. Trump classified documents trial postponed indefinitely after Jack Smith admits to evidence of tampering. And AstraZeneca withdraws COVID-19 vaccine globally after admitting deaths. All of these things, and we wonder, nothing's going on. There's a lot going on.
Like for Biden to step aside. Are Democrats starting to turn on Biden?
Should Joe Biden run again?
No.
Democrats say they want someone other than Biden.
Michigan has thousands of people voting uncommitted.
You're even seeing women and independent voters turning away from Joe Biden.
It's right here, and if you think Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family.
That's a 9-point Trump advantage with independent voters.
President Biden trailing in 6 out of the 7 swing states.
How worried should President Biden be?
And I don't see how it's even possible.
Do you think that President Biden is doing a good job with the economy?
No, he's not doing nothing.
Trump made the economy better and Biden is making it worse.
Biden appears to be losing popularity.
President Biden losing support amongst black men.
I'm here supporting President Trump. He's done so much for the black community.
And you ain't black.
Latino voters. He is still going to have to work very hard for their support.
Crime, inflation. This is weighing on their opinion of President Biden.
Latinos prefer former President Donald Trump over President Joe Biden.
The bleeding of support among Latino voters.
We once had a president that secured our southern border. We had a president that created a record-breaking economy. We had a president that supported our law enforcement officers. We had a president that created world peace through the Abraham Accords. And most important of all, we had a president that was respected on the world stage. The only thing Joe Biden has that Trump doesn't have is a voter problem.
Oh, I like these commercials. Whoever works on these, good job. Heading over to the rally. The 80,000 plus people on in New Jersey. We had the NFL Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor says former President Trump made him switch parties.
I want to say I grew up a Democrat and I've always been a Democrat until I met this man right here. And I'll tell you what. He will not have to worry about nobody in my family ever voting for a Democrat again. Okay.
Yep. Imagine the thousands, if not millions, that are turning. The tide is turning. The percentages have changed from 3% black vote to, I think it's up to 30 to 35%. All because of this man, President Trump. It's changing things. It was really cool because I was on with Grasshopper's channel when they were going through this rally and had a blast with them, and they just work really hard, and it was really cool to see how they connected the dots throughout the speech with each number related to the cue board more. But one of the things President Trump said something to the effect of, hey, you guys don't want to mess with LT. Something like that, because LT will take you down. Obviously, he was referring to Lawrence Taylor's football taking people down. But, of course, the excitement was, hey, he said LT. And we had a good little chuckle about that. So President Trump also posted this. Stormy Patriot Joe had a lot of good stuff that I could share today because of his work. Biden wants to immediately stop all aid to Israel. Any Jewish person who votes for a crooked Joe Biden should have his or head examined. And I talked about this in my last video about what might happen with a majority of those Jewish voters and what they might do, because a lot of them mostly are Democrat based off of my experience and what I've seen in the numbers. And then President Trump posted this to show you that there's probably a change happening. Let's see.
And Krim itself have been, you know, mostly liberal and Democrats. And so what do you do when the party that you've been a part of all your life is against you? You should vote for whoever you like. Okay. But if you're Jewish and they passed a bill about condemning anti-Semitism, which is condemning hate and violence toward Jewish people, 70 Democrats voted against it. And you've got Chuck Schumer, who's Jewish, saying we should have elections in Israel now. And the reason President Trump and other people got mad is you're not supposed to interfere, ironically, Trump, interfere in another country's elections and in the middle of a war. And Bernie Sanders is he's always been, you know, I said it before and I'll say it again. He's a self-loathing Jew. And there's a lot of them.
And so we're watching this play out. There seems to be some confusion. Wait a minute, I'm Democrat. I've always voted Democrat. And things aren't working the way that I thought they were supposed to work out. Now Chuck Schumer's not who he is. And then it's like they're starting to wonder what in the world's going on. And I saw something else. I'll show this to you. I didn't think I was going to do it, but I'll bring this over. Jonathan Cho says, here we go.
That's where right now the evangelical Christians and Jews are marching now. This is Red Square at the University of Washington.
So if you can't hear him, he says the Jews and evangelicals are breaking off from Red Square and headed straight for the Hamas encampment. They're on a full-blown collision course with Antifa and the far-left activists defending the Quad. And so so anyway, we're watching this play out. You see the flags up, folks screaming and yelling on one side and then screaming another on another side. And I just, to be honest with you, I just don't, when I look at this, I don't like it. It's like they're pitting folks against each other, and there's somebody on the outside that's funding all of this, and what it does is it causes folks to what? Divide. Divide. And it's not, to me, that's just not the way you're supposed to handle things. Go out there and scream and yell at each other. It doesn't do any good. And so going again, I just wanted to show you some more folks who are waking up and saying, no, I'm not voting Democrat.
Oh, Trump, like, no way. There's no way. Yeah, nobody else.
And what would you say to a black person that says Trump is racist and therefore you are white adjacent?
I would say that they need to, like, actually pay attention to what he's talking about and understand that if you actually want to become successful as far as money in this country, Democrats are not who you want to vote for, because obviously they're replacing you with illegals.
Right.
They're telling you to your face they're replacing you with illegals. So I don't understand how you could still say, oh, Democrats are da-da-da. No, they are literally replacing you. They're giving them housing in New York. They're giving them housing everywhere else here. They're giving them $10,000 gift cards.
Yep.
But when you need aid, the state says, sorry, you make too much money. You're over the threshold by $500
yep.
a year.
Yep.
And we're not going to help you. So if you starve, you starve. We don't care. So I don't understand how you pay taxes, but they don't. But, you know, you're not getting help and you're going to still vote for somebody who's going to give your taxes to somebody else.
Again, common sense, just like President Trump said earlier. So here we have another clip for you to help
they
you out.
They wanted to arrest this guy for a decade, and now that he's in court, they're complaining? Like a dog chasing a car. As soon as they catch it, they don't know what to do. Democrats aren't happy no matter what happens.
Has anyone ever noticed that there's just no happiness on the left? They're not happy. They're not happy people.
There's a lot of anger, confusion, and sadness in the Democrat Party. If anyone's read Get It Together, you know they could use a therapist.
They could use a therapist, and especially when they find out that there are folks that are supposed to be, they're supposed to be behind. Well, they're starting to get caught in all their lies, and somebody puts these memes together, and they, you know, kind of help us out with little Pinocchio from Adam's Shifty Schiff.
Now remember, Pinocchio, be a good boy. And always let your conscience be your guide.
Have you heard from the whistleblower? Do you want to hear from the whistleblower?
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower.
Just to be clear, you don't know who this alleged whistleblower is or what they are alleging.
I don't know the identity of the whistleblower. He clearly gave no indication that he had ever met with a whistleblower or anybody on his team had ever met with a whistleblower.
We might not have even known there was a whistleblower complaint alleging an urgent concern.
Schiff was tipped off about the complaint days before it was filed.
His office acknowledged that the whistleblower had reached out to a staff member.
How does he explain that when clearly at that point the whistleblower had come to Chairman Schiff's committee?
I believe he destroyed his credibility.
And he just wasn't honest with how he answered these questions.
Perhaps you haven't been telling the truth?
Oh, but I have! Every single word!
Old Shifty Schiff. Just can't help himself, and we have to keep the reminders up there for folks in case they're wondering. Also, for those that are running towards RFK Jr., just want to remind you of his stance on something that might shock you.
But so to leave, so in other words, keeping it as is with Roe versus Wade having been overturned and leaving it up to the states to determine if and when a woman can have an abortion?
No, I wouldn't leave it to the states.
You wouldn't, right?
No, I would.
You would say completely. It's up to the woman.
My belief is we should leave it to the woman. We shouldn't have government involved.
Even if it's full term?
Even if it's full term.
Okay. And I think...
Huh. Didn't see that one coming. So I've got a lot to show you from Bill Maher, actually, this guy who I don't recommend watching, but when he puts clips out, we know... Based off of the Intel board, the Q board, he wears the red shoes. You guys know when they wear red shoes what that means. Who knows if they had met with him and said, look, let's make a deal. Even though there's no deals, but some folks, maybe they're using them to get the truth out because he's going to share some truth about the jabs ahead of those that are saying that there's another bird flu thing that's coming that's going to cause chaos right before the election. Yeah. And we're going to get all that down in a moment. But first, I want to remind you that we have a website, andweknow.com. Andweknow.com. I'm actually going to bring you over to that website real quick because I want to show you a few things that some folks might not realize or you might be new here. I normally just show the picture. But when you go there, the first thing you'll see, of course, is you'll... have the Etsy with LT, but you'll have the home, you'll videos, you'll discover our podcast, our partners, our shop, join, advertise with us, fellow members, contact, and more. And you'll see all of our videos listed there. You'll be able to read about becoming a fellowship member, what that means and entails. You can subscribe to our newsletter. That means that every time if you want an update, you say, you know, I don't know if a video's gone out or not. Well, get on our email list and you'll find out when the video comes out. It'll be emailed to you. You can click on our merch. It's right there on the website. This actually looks really good on your phone also. You can go to our website, thepatriotlight.com, that we created for you. Check out or follow us on podcasts. And also, you can see the showcase of all of those that wear gear when they send their pictures in. And so that tells me, you know what? If we go over to, say you guys missed an ad, and you're like, you know what? The Hunter's Blend Coffee or Parker Pastures, or LT Pet Club, 247.com. You know, say you wanted to, you're like, I forgot what they was. He was on that show the other day. Go to andweknow.com, scroll down, you'll see, those are all the people that he talks about, the EMF protection and more. I'm just going to go down there and find them, and I'm going to click on them, and there we go. Pretty cool, huh? And follow, join, and connect with us on social media. And if you hit contact, you'll actually go to our contact page. And this is where you put your name and email, and you can say, you know what, I just have a question, I have website issues, I want to send a note to LT or send a photo. That's where you do it. Pretty cool. And some other things that I wanted to show you real quick would be our, we have all of our shirts and merch, shop.andweknow.com. And I believe we still have the Mom Day with 15% off the entire purchase of all of your items that you put in the box. So Mom Day 24 is the code. Just anything you want there, 15% off. And we just want to make sure you know to go to shop.andweknow.com. You'll find our sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and so much more. It's going to be amazing. You'll wear this gear out in town, out and about, and folks will walk up and say, hey, I happen to watch that show too. And before you know it, you got a new friend. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
that virus now evolves and develops the ability to infect humans, and then critically the ability to go from human to human transmission. And we know that in the rare cases, I think off the top of my head, 400 or 500 cases so far of humans, the mortality rate is extraordinarily high. So to me, this is a major concern. The current outbreak, for want of a better word, in America amongst cows is really concerning as well, and also talks to this issue of transmission. We have to understand in those cow settings, sheds, how H5N1 is transmitting, because it may be evolving into transmitting in different ways. This is a huge concern, and I think we have to watch more than watch. We have to make sure that if H5N1 did come across to humans with human-to-human transmission, that we were in a position to immediately respond with access equitably to vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics.
These guys are good. They're good, huh? We have to warn you. There's something going on. And I'm with the WHO, and everything we tell you, you've got to listen to us, because if you don't listen, then my boss is not going to be happy, because we're not going to be able to pull this one off like we did with 2020. We're not going to be able to pull it off and get President Trump to lose the election. We have got to, you got to listen to me, because what we're going to do is we're going to start pushing this out more, and I need the media on board with me. You know, you guys are getting paid a lot of good money. I need the CIA involved. I need all of my little intel guys from everywhere to jump on board, Five Eyes, and you guys do your job, because we're going to scare everybody to death again, and we're going to run tests, PCR tests, and then we're going to tell everybody that this is it. It's another big one. We need to lock down. And when we lock down, we're going to be able to do mail-in ballots for America, and we can keep Trump from getting in power and crushing all of our hopes and dreams of depopulating this earth and destroying all the countries so we can have our own islands. That's my translation. Remember this one from 2020? Lori Ingram put out 2 months ago. Remember, they said, you can't open until we flatten the curve to save our healthcare system. 1 month ago, right? She put this out. Can't open until we have a vaccine. Remember, they were pushing for the vaccine after that, because it was just a little flat in the curve, then a vaccine. And then a little bit later, we can't open until we have multiple vaccines. And then they came out and said, essentially, you can't open until Biden wins. Let's hope that everybody's learned their lesson. And I think it's interesting that the timing of AstraZeneca, and all of a sudden, these talk shows hosts like this one here, Bill Maher, would come out and share the truth about AstraZeneca. And then I'm going to tell you why I think he shared the truth, too. Here we go.
I get it that we didn't know exactly what was happening at the beginning of COVID, and some mistakes were inevitable. But 4 years on, I'm tired of hearing, well, we didn't know. No, we didn't. But some people guessed better than others.
So that's a lie. They did know. He's pretending that he didn't know, but I know that these guys, 100% certain that these guys were all in it together. He's claiming he didn't know.
People who got it wrong don't seem to want to acknowledge that now. Some people said closing schools for so long was pointless and would cause much worse collateral damage to the kids, and they were right. Thank you.
Of course, the audience is going to clap. Of course. Don't be afraid of what?
4 years ago, the Daily Beast ran a story with the headline, Bill Maher pushes Steve Bannon Wuhan lab conspiracy theory, which was typical of the mainstream media at the time. Of course, it wasn't a conspiracy theory, and it wasn't owned by Steve Bannon. And now everyone, including the Biden administration, admits there's at least a 50-50 chance that the virus could have begun in the lab in Wuhan that was doing gain-of-function research on that virus. Duh.
So, of course, the way I look at this, and this is just me, and you guys can tell me below this video if you think I'm off, but I believe the labs were in Ukraine. And I think those 46 bio labs that were just taken out were taken out because they had plans to release more viruses from those areas. And why do we think that? Because there's too many connections. Kerry's family works over there. Clinton's have something over there. Biden's got something going on over there. And it's sometimes I just think when they tell you over and over again, it comes from Wuhan, it comes from China, that just maybe they're deflecting because they don't want you to know where it really came from. And then they want you to think it was deadly. Remember, they kept putting the numbers on the TV screen all the time. They kept saying millions are dying, millions are infected, millions, and nobody was dying. If they were dying, it was because they had comorbidities. Remember, they admitted they had three or four comorbidities. Things were already severely wrong, so when they got sick, all of a sudden they're gone. But I want to show you what he said here at the end of this clip.
Flat out stolen, and what the AP called was just found in a goat, which means we're just one lonely farm.
Here we go, right here.
We handed out $4 trillion of free money, $280 billion of which was just flat out stolen in what the AP called the greatest grift in U.S. history, and which started an inflationary spiral that we now blame on Biden.
So now he's going to say the inflation started was because we're blaming it on Biden, but it's really, it was the COVID that caused all of this problem. See, he's going to deflect, and now he's going to support Biden.
So we're going to bring back Trump, the guy who ignored COVID like it was the dinner check?
Did he? Did he ignore it? I don't think so. So I just want to show you, in case you get too excited about these clips floating around social media and saying, look, he's telling the truth. No, he's not really telling the truth. Well, he's explaining to you that the vaccines are actually harmful. Yes. While they give you just a tidbit of truth, they mix it with a lot of lies to keep our brains from understanding the entire truth, controlled. So, of course, dear normies, long COVID affects mostly the vaxxed, like 99%, because they keep saying long COVID, long COVID. COVID was about the election. Disease X is about the election. Good talk. That's right. And so you think that they're going to stop at Fox pushing the vaccines or talking about them in a positive way? Well, no. Check this out.
This week with CNN, if you saw it, you may have watched it yourself. He set quite the record. The New York Post reports this. In a brief 17 minutes, Biden told 15 lies, nearly a lie a minute. From whoppers about the economy to prevarications on Israel, Biden spun a fantasy land of a presidency that voters know is false. So what we want to do is put it all together, all right? So on screen, you'll see all 15 that the New York Post lists here. I don't know what you favor, Martha. Lie one is I've created 15 million jobs since I've been president. Uh-huh. Problem is that all those jobs came back because COVID went away and you had the vaccine.
Oh, they came back because COVID went away and you had a vaccine. How dare you? After all the information's come out over and over again, we've proven, and AstraZeneca comes out and says, guess what? We've caused blood clots with our stuff. This guy wants to go out there, whoever he is, on Fox with all these folks that are so gullible, and they say, well, you know, the reason that the jobs came back is because of the vaccine. That's frustrating. Also frustrating would be the autism rate since 1970. Remember, they put out the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. 1986. 1 in 2,500 had autism. And then you go to 2018, it just keeps going higher and higher. And it made me think of this, I think this clip I think we have here, Silvana Casale worked with autistic kids for over 25 years. In every case, autism started after the child was jabbed.
Okay, give me your name.
My name is Silvana Casale. I'm a school neuropsychologist.
And how long have you been working with autistic kids for?
Over 25 years.
And about how many autistic kids have you worked with?
Over 70, over 80. Yes.
Okay, yeah. And during that time, have you ever noticed any connection between the receipt of a vaccine and autistic behavior beginning?
Yes, definitely. And usually the MMR and the parents see an immediate change in the child.
So right after the MMR shot?
Absolutely.
Do they see it after any other shot? Do they see it after the flu shot?
I haven't heard of that, but it's possible that that's the tipping point for some children.
And so the reaction is immediate. It's not like 6 months later. It is night and day right after the shot.
Immediate.
That's been your experience.
Yes, and parents have video of the child speaking before, and then they lose their language.
Now, does that happen in 100% of the cases, 50% of the cases?
No, it does not happen.
If it happens, does it always happen immediately? If it happens, is the transition...
My opinion is yes. Some parents may say it was gradual over a month or 2 months, but that might be because they weren't
paying attention
as much as possible.
How about that, huh? So the information, folks doing interviews, trying to get the information out to folks to try to help them make informed decisions, plays out for all of us each and every day. Something else I wanted to show you real quick, because we're going to transition here to some information on the money side and more. First, I wanted to show you this 12-year-old girl exposing the central banks.
Have you ever wondered why the bankers from the largest private banks are becoming wealthier and the rest of us are not? What I have discovered is the banks and the government have colluded to financially enslave the people of Canada. Government borrows money from the private banks. They then lend the debtiest money to Canada with compounded interest. The government then continues to increase taxation of Canadians year after year in order to pay back the interest on the exponentially growing national debt. What results is inflation. The government gave the banks the ability to loan out money that doesn't exist in the form of loans. They click a key on a computer and generate the fake money out of thin air. They don't actually have it in their bank vaults. Margaret Mead said the following, and I hope that all of you remember this. Never doubt that a small group of people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has.
How about that? It's great to see the young ones and those clips go out. Nebraska is actually ending the income taxes on gold and silver, declares CBDCs are not lawful money. Governor Jim Pillen's recent signature, Nebraska has become the 12th state to end capital gains taxes on sales of gold and silver. Here's some more from somebody else.
When I talk to my conservative friends right here, they always tell me that the problem is high taxes, but they're wrong. The real problem is not the high taxes themselves, but the fact that they are not even really funding the government. Not even those high taxes, higher than a lot of places in the world, not even those taxes are really funding the government. So who's financing the government? Government is financed by treasury bonds, paper. And who buys the treasury bonds? Mostly the Fed. And how does the Fed buy them? By printing money. But what backing does the Fed have for that money being printed? The treasury bonds themselves. So basically, you finance the government by printing money out of thin air. Someone could ask, well, so if the government can print the limited amounts of money out of thin air, why do they collect taxes? The answer is simple, but it's very shocking. The real problem is that you pay high taxes only to uphold the illusion that you are funding the government, which you are not.
How about that, huh? We had a talk about this yesterday, if you missed it, with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Too much debt goes to borrowing, which goes to interest rates. We are beyond a breaking point. And they're talking about soft landings. Well, there's no way to have a soft landing, and he provides hope at the end of our broadcast. And it was amazing to listen to Dr. Kirk Elliott. And you guys can actually have these conversations, I remind you. You can have these yourself. You can reach out to amwenow.com/gold below this video. Just click on it and reach out to him. Say, hey, I'd like to have a conversation just like LT has. And they'll say, sure. And they'll help you out to realize how you can change your position with precious metals. Check this out.
Session, because interest rates are high and we have so much debt. The other one is you go into an inflationary spiral and people can't afford anything. It's because they let it go too far. It's because they had government intervention trying to keep rates artificially low, like they have in Japan, like what we just talked about.
Right.
Ultimately, that comes to an end when the rest of the world says, no more. We don't want your currency anymore.
Yep.
Well, and but that's where we are in America. The rest of the world doesn't want our currency. Japan's not there yet, but we are in America, and that's a sad thing.
And so as we go through all of this, and he sends the warnings, we continue to go through each week the hope at the end with prayer, and we hope that you guys would tune in and check that out. And so there are some other positive things happening. Battered by boycott and backlash, Target to no longer sell Pride collection in all stores. Target will not sell its Pride Month collection this June after last year's backlash over the LGBTQ plus ABCDFG supercalifragilistic whatever themed merchandise harm sales. So your work through social media and talking to all your friends and family members, guess what? Target felt it. They realize we're not going to spend our money there if you're going to promote immoral activity. And again, I would say, why is it important that they have to push to us what they do behind closed doors in private? Why do they have to tell us that? Why do they have to push it in our face all the time and promote their immorality? If they start losing their money and they start losing their support, then maybe they'll start realizing, you know what? Most people are not behind us the way that most think. And that leads to the biggest medical scandal in human history from Michael Schellenberger, exposing the trans health groups.
Tell me what WPATH is and why it's so critical people understand it.
Sure. So WPATH is an acronym that stands for World Professional Association for Transgender Health. And it is important because it's the organization that all of the big medical organizations, including the American Medical Association, the AMA, the American Psychiatric Association, the APA, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Endocrine Society, all of these guys rely on this group to decide how to treat kids that think they're the opposite sex or have what's called gender identity disorder or gender dysphoria, confusion about their sex. And what we were given a set of the internal discussion files by this organization, and it's shocking. And we probably spent about 8 months really writing a very serious report. I think it's about 140 pages entirely of both internal documents. About 70 pages of those are the internal files from this group. And then we have a report that explains all of it because you're dealing with, you know, supposedly medical issues. But look, what can I say? This is one of the biggest medical scandals in human history. That's a strong claim, but I think anybody who reads them will agree that this is the case. We're talking about stopping the normal development of children through puberty, which means these children end up sterilized in many cases. They end up not able to have full sexual function, which is obviously a very important thing and very important to people being happy and living full romantic lives. And then what we discovered is that these are things, you know, occurring with kids as young as 10 years old. There's
10 years old. Children understand they're likely to be sterilized. These organizations have blood on their hands. And while this is happening, with the truth coming out, they push it on television, your TV screens, and they make it look like it's just a normal day with these characters. And I know most of you are used to seeing it, but for those that don't pay attention, these are the things that they're putting in front of so many children today.
I'm not going to argue that, but I'm not sure why you're saying Bing, but I agree with you.
Because they're ugly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Book an appointment, boo. What's your baby's name? Which one? There are two. We have Dylan Lee, who's our oldest or eldest son, and then Kyle Ann, his twin sister. Cake lady, you ordered some products today.
So they're selling hair products using the babies with beards acting like women. And they have children. Even more disgusting would be something that I saw, and it will be difficult for some to watch. And I'm sorry that I'm going to show this to you, but I think it's important because most of the time when many people go out in town in many of their cities, they're going to see this anyway. I don't really have to play the video, but just show you what they're doing to these children. And it's gotten this far, and we said years ago, you changed the definition of marriage between one man and one woman, they're going to start making it the definition of marriage anything they want it to be. And then they look for more ways to cause immoral activity, and then they bring it to the children. And so you're going to see some touching, a little bit of kissing here and there. And I apologize up front in case you don't want your kids to see this. But I wanted you to understand what we're up against as we go towards the end of this video and what I'm going to show you more and more for how we're getting comms, especially when President Trump puts out, I hope that all the incredible mothers out there had an incredible day. You are the most special people of them all, which is 100% true. What's interesting is he used the words out there together, and he also used the words are the most. He posted that at 9:48 p.m. Well, at 9:47 p.m. on the Intel board from years ago, those very words were placed there for us to see. It's almost like he's connecting it, so we'll go pay attention. Nobody can possibly imagine the pure evil and corruption out there. Those you trust are the most guilty of sin. Who are we taught to trust? Think about that. How many folks, when you turn on the television throughout all of our years, 30 to past 30 to 40 years, and he said, wow, that person's on television, they must be really important. Wow, that guy's preaching the Bible from the television, they must be really important, I should pay attention to them. Wow, that politician's always on TV all the time going after the Clintons and exposing them for all of us to see. We should really trust them. And then years later, we find out the truth. Well, now, television is being trusted by so many that anything that goes on the TV, well, I guess we got to listen to it and worship this television because it's putting out the truth. It's anti-Christ. So now I'll push play.
They're in a polyamorous relationship, and they all parent Hazel and Sparrow.
We have a 2-year-old anti-gender baby and a 10-year-old who is non-binary.
They have chosen not to disclose Sparrow's gender.
We don't know it yet. It's something that Sparrow's going to have to figure out and then tell us.
But their parenting approach is controversial.
I have literally received death threats. Crazy, crazy lady. I hope karma hits you back and your kids grow up to detest you.
Now, that's not how you talk to these folks. The only thing you can do for them is tell them the truth about a Savior who died on the cross for their sins. Pray for them. But attacking is not going to help. Calling them names is not going to help. If I remember right, the only folks that really our Savior went after were those he would call brood of vipers who were teaching incorrectly from the Word of God, the ones that would throw out the lady who was caught in adultery, but where was the guy, right? They all said, we need to kill her. And he tells them, you without sin, throw the first stone. So that's not the way to handle it. I'm just showing you this to show you what they're trying to do. They send the level of immorality as far away from the standard, which is one man and one woman, to as far as you can get, so it'll be even more difficult to bring everything back to good moral conduct in a nation. Continue.
These polyamorous parents let their children choose their gender. And for their oldest child, Hazel, that's neither male nor female.
Please tell us how and why you decided to come out as non-binary.
Because the pronouns she and he did not fit. Non-binary was what I turned to.
The only reason he would talk like this is because they are grooming him to talk like this. They brought him up to think like this because children are easily molded.
Oh, I do choose to act and look more feminine.
Can I go down now?
Of course.
And 2.5-year-old Sparrow has yet to make a choice about their gender.
Sparrow, do you want a banana?
Yeah!
They're anti-gender, but we're using they-them pronouns. Sure, they have anatomy, we understand it, but, like, that's not indicative of their identity.
It's something that Sparrow's going to have to figure out and then tell us before we can panel anyone else.
Particularly because it's, you know, something that our parents did and they got it wrong.
They got it wrong. Your parents told you you're a male. But what happened in their family? What happened in their past? How did this all end up like this? Why this kind of behavior? Why do they have their own show? In schools across the country, even the trans athletes are fighting for the right to play sports on a team that aligns with their gender identity.
Ahead, in schools across the country, transgender athletes are fighting for the right to play sports on a team that aligns with their gender identity. Opponents are arguing it's completely unfair and it's putting families at odds.
When I see these old pictures, like, in some of the younger ones, you know, I'm just a child. They're, you know, when you're below the age of five, you're just living life to the fullest.
Right.
But, like, five on, I think I start to see, like, my trapped self.
So there's CNN. Instead of going out and sharing the truth and bringing out the truth about male and female from the Word of God, they want to cause confusion and just say it's not fair. But that's not what they said. Yes, they're saying that the people said that's not fair. They should be able to participate with the women, even though it's a man. And those that watch the Communist News Network get pulled in, and over again they're reminded of this, and it changes the psyche, and before you know it, the Antichrist has taken over their lives. Antichrist being those against the things from the Word of God, the standard. Pepe Deluxe put this out, and I'm going to read it. God told Noah and his sons the same thing he told Adam and Eve: be fruitful, multiply, and spread throughout the earth. Nimrod wasn't satisfied with that. They wanted to make a name for themselves, and they built a big city. No accident, the bigly cities are all liberal. I believe Satan himself came to Nimrod. No accident that God separated our languages at the Tower of Babel to keep us safe from globalism. Yeah, to keep us safe, because I remember in the Word of God it says we need to confuse their languages because they'll be able to do whatever they put their mind to. It's what God said. Whatever they put their mind to, they'll be able to do. Nothing could keep us from all the evil we could accomplish, as we could be ruled and fooled so easily. So God kept us separated to keep us all safe. That's exactly what Satan, by design, is mixing up now. He puts that in these useful folks. Useful idiots, he says, he gave billions to, right? He puts in the hearts of the humanists and vibers to devise plans to rid themselves of us. That's what Satan does. If you ever correct a cult member with the Word of God, they will hate you for it. You can go around correcting fools that hate you for wisdom. I think it's demonic and exactly why, when someone truly meets Jesus, that let go of all of that. God saved us by confounding our languages. It was 120 years after the flood, after Noah's flood, that this happened. God already just saved humanity from extinction through the giants by saving Noah and his family. Now, here Satan is murmuring. Nimrod murmured. And then you have destruction. Over and over again, we have been pummeled. We have been pummeled in this spiritual battle, day in and day out. We've been told that there's a man that commits crimes that ran for president and he got it illegally, and now he's a criminal in New York, he's a criminal in Florida, he's been indicted all these times, he's been impeached. Don't listen to him from these media groups that continue to push leftist ideologies. They continue to push that we don't need genders. They continue to push books in schools that don't belong in our children's hands. And yet you think it's working? If we stay secluded in our own little rooms with our little screens on and we just watch the screens all the time and we don't get out to experience what's happening across this land, then we're missing out. when 80,000 plus people show up as one group to be with this man who the media has done all they could to destroy in the minds and the hearts of the people, and you see that it's not working, it's pretty exciting. So I just encourage you, go out, go around your town, out in the stores, look for somebody to connect with and join with them. Before you know it, you realize you've got something in common, and you can celebrate and realize, look at all of the great things that are happening. Isn't it great to wake up? Isn't it good to know we serve a mighty God who finally brought what I call a real revival to the hearts and minds of the people? Isn't it great to know we have a wonderful, wonderful and abundant life on this earth today? So much to celebrate, so much to get excited for, and so much to continue to pray for and fight for each and every day.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we are just overwhelmed by you, your love for us, your forgiveness of our past, and so much more. We come to you again in thanks for how you put this all together. We prayed for revival for years. We thought it was supposed to be in these buildings that are called churches, even though we know the real word for church is gathering of believers together to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we're finding that many who have been disparaged and hurt and lost and wandering around wondering, why is everything so off, are finally coming to the realization of how wonderful it is to worship you, how wonderful it is to see you and your hand at work in so many lives. And you've even given us the opportunity to pray for those that need prayer, to talk to those that need support, to come alongside those to remind them, hey, it's okay. It's okay. We've got you. We're gonna move forward and everything's going to be all right. Let's hang out together. And you're the reason this is all together. So we want to give you the praise and honor, the glory for what you've done in and through our lives through these strange, strange times of information warfare and spiritual warfare. We again lift up those on the front lines that are working hard, those that are behind the scenes that have probably been doing amazing things to take out this enemy and root him out around this earth. Please protect them. Please protect our own families each and every day. We ask all this in the name of our Savior, Yeshua Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your love, your prayers, your comments, and so much more. You've been so good to us. Thank you for listening to the interview we did with Chloe from Parker Pastures Saturday. So much that she's been through in the past year. To have God place her in our lives and to share with you how we can have that meet was amazing. Thank you for supporting LT Pet Club, for, I'm thinking of them and the coffee and the EMF folks from Morocco. It's just been, just amazing what you guys have done. What a great, great group of folks with them we know. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please hit that subscribe button, the follow button, and share, and the thumbs up and like. We just appreciate you guys. And for now, until next time, this is LT saying Semper Fi with them we know. Signing out.